The Apostle John, who also received the revelation from Jesus, he also was the disciple that Jesus loved. He said that. And he's a very, very wonderful person. He's the only one that died of natural causes. All the other disciples met their death in crazy ways, like Peter was crucified upside down and all of that. But in Little John, chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, he's talking about discerning of false prophets. And we are in a time when there's a lot of information, disinformation. Jesus said to test the spirit and make sure it's of him. And the Apostle John has given us some insight. Hear God's word. Dear friends, do not believe everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit. You must test them to see that the Spirit they have comes from God. For there are many false prophets in the world, and this is the way to find out if they have the Spirit of God. If a prophet acknowledges that Jesus Christ became a human being, that person has the Spirit of God. If a prophet does not acknowledge Jesus, that person is not from God. Such a person has the spirit of the Antichrist. You have heard that he is going to come into the world, and he is already here. But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won your fight with those false prophets, because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit that's in this world. So they speak from the world point of view, and the world listens to them, but we belong to God. That is why those who know God listen to us. If they do not belong to God, they do not listen to us. And this is how we know if someone has the spirit of truth or the spirit of deception. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing and allow me to sing this morning.